So you, your cousin is like, send me your ID, send me your ID, send me your ID to Kuka Vankero. And then you are like, oh my God, my cousin, she's all about me. She's about my life. She's about who I am as a person. She's about my personal well-being. She wants to bury me with dignity and she wants to make sure that nobody has complications, you know? And I believe that she's going to do the best for me. She's going to do the best for us. She's going to do the best for the children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you give most now the ID. You give the ID and you are like, oh, okay. Oh, I'm not in my way. Are you done with your things? And she's like, yeah, no, I got this. I covered you, sis. And you're like, thank you so much. Now, not unless you guys are South African. Because, South Africa is showing us flames. South Africa is showing us things, ne, that we as Namibians could only imagine. Like how I can never imagine a life where we live in Namibia and somebody is killing you because of a policy. When is she going to pass away? So I can go and get my money before they're not in my ranch. I just have my money there at the police. It's not a savings. But in South Africa, we have most now seen, Kucha, like there are some people that kill other people because they have life covers or life insurance out on them and stuff like that. But here in Namibia, I would say that I'm fortunate enough to have never heard of it, to have never seen it. I have been warned, you know, like my mom is like, whoa, 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 whoa. You tell nobody. You don't.
Love of my life.
I went home. I told my mom, I'm like, to go give the boyfriend the
to go give the boyfriend petrol where you never even climb in his car. He never even takes you anyway.
And then I think some dog I'm got 200 and that's something that tira your way.
Yeah. Okay, just move a little bit. The network is trippy a little bit, just a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
So now I had to just, I took like a 200, So now, like, upon the one is to amount here, and didn't have to rock baby, so I pressed more, you know, to get the other 100. So I went home, there's this other guy that used to like me, but I really didn't like him. So at the time he was in Windhoek, I know his work. So I was like, okay, what if I ask this guy for $100? And he said, hey, let me quickly just, can you please help me $100? I need to do something urgent. Because, you know, like when you're a guy and you want a girl,
you won't give the money, my 11.
Ask for $100, boom, he sent. I was like, oh, my boyfriend's petrol money is sorted.
It's my boyfriend's petrol money. And where is he going, Betty?
Yeah?
This boyfriend of yours that is asking for money, where is he going?
He's not, I don't know.
Hey, you don't even know where he's going, but you're relying hard for him to go.
He's going to visit some other hand. You never know.
Hey, you sacrifice yourself for love.
Listen, we don't judge.
We listen and we don't judge, my dear, because Some of us are proud degree owners. Yeah?
My dear.
I'll pay your university, babe. How? I'll buy all your textbooks. I know. It's funny now. now it's funny because we have learned. Now it's funny. Yeah.
You know? Get back now to your topic of the day. In a situation like that, like relationship wise, I think we mostly do things out of love, and we tend to not choose ourselves, you know. And I think if we now learn a whole thing of like like what you, you know, like in my situation where I could tell that right now I'm just doing it because there's any sign that is showing me that I must do something like this, but then it's all just the feeling that I had for the person that, nah, I feel like I love this person. So regardless of whatever was happening, regardless of me being given, I just advised myself to do those things just in the name of love. And I didn't regard myself in all of that. But
you
see, if I feel
you,
like,
you could have been, you could have lost the trust with your family.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, you could have lost the trust with your family, and also you could have gotten somebody else in trouble, right? It could have been said that, yeah, away would in a matriarch at that time, so matriarch must have stolen the money because Kanti, there was somebody else that was keeping track of how much money there is. It could have went south so badly.
It could have, and also I think we should just learn the culture of when we don't have, let's learn how to say no. You know, if you don't have, you would. And then that immediately that I don't work, I was not working, so why was it just so hard for me to be like, nah,
move a little bit, the network is chippy.
But my network, can you hear me now?
Just a little bit, move to this side.
Can you hear me now?
Just a little,
tiene. I'm fine, eh?
Move to the right. Yeah, I can hear you now. I can hear you now, girl. I got you.
Now
I can hear you. Yeah, you move to the right, Miss.
No, but what I'm saying is that I think we should also learn the culture of saying no. You know, when you don't have, you really don't have. And at the time, he knew that. So why was it just so hard for me to say, I don't have, or I cannot get that? You know, so I think...
Because you knew you could get it.
No, it's not like I knew. I had to make a plan, which was a very... It was a very bad plan that I made. That
you just became a criminal.
Exactly. In the name of love. I was just... If you are going to hate your life, or you are going to... Because of that... I think it's just a whole thing to impress people in the wrong ways. Especially relationship-wise, man. This love thing is really blinding us. I think also I low-key spoke about it, man, on my show. I was like, if we only tend to teach our kids at a very young age self-love and choosing themselves out of, you know, like from situations, man.
But kids get it wrong. We can't actually teach our kids from a young age, Ashashi. Kids get it wrong. That is where kids, man, just start being selfish, straight. Self-love? No, I don't mean like that. You cannot teach children self-love now because you are just waiting for a gang of children that don't share and they are not, and they don't care about anybody else because their mother told them self-love. How old?
I'm
23. My mother say I'm like chocolate, I'm beautiful. You're like, hey. Yeah, it's the confidence for me. Your confidence is the one that is drawing me to you when you child. Because
no,
it's definitely not looks.
Mm-hmm. But also,
yeah.
I think maybe not necessarily, let us be specific with kids. I think it's about the very, what you instill inside the child's brain at the very end, it doesn't go away. It's not just teaching kids and wrong, which they need to be. It's us being, you know, like brutally specific, which some love this, some love that. Not necessarily that when I give you a cake in the house and you don't have to share with your siblings or anything like that. They should be able to, you know, like see these things and let's really like pinpoint out what you really when it comes to self love.
Yeah.
So we don't end up doing these things. We end up stealing money for their boyfriend, Petro.
I think that most things are only negative when they turn out bad. Because if this guy was your husband today, it would be a love story that you're telling us. You know, I even used to steal money from my husband, you know, because he was hustling at the time. And now he's my husband and he's a multimillionaire. And you know, it all worked out. It would have been a romantic story.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you guys were still together, it would have been a romantic story that you guys tell at the fire, at the fireplace in your house in Clarenvintook, you know, with your 20 bedrooms and you guys are only three, you know, with 10 nannies. Yeah, it would have been a romantic story with your Louis Vuitton gown, you know. It would have been a romantic story, yeah, and your wig for sleeping. You're like, like, where's my wig for sleeping? Because I can't sleep without a wig. Mm-hmm. But because it didn't work out, you're like, ha, using me. Work wrong if a man. Apparently, that guy was just using me. Say,
ah. Yeah. Comes, you know, like, when get us the point of realizing you are being used, is when, you know, you look back. Because, you know, when you're in a relationship and you love this person, you know that we can be in the relationship and the red flags are always there, but we just ignore because we love the person, right?
We don't ignore the red flags because we love the person. Never. We ignore the red flags because we want the relationship. We want to be in a relationship with this guy. No, it's not because you love him. Because all the red flags, ne, you never see them when you are 4 years into the relationship. Or all the red flags happen after 4 months. Because a person can't pretend to be something, ne, for longer than 4 months.
Exactly.
So you will see the cell phone activities, you will see everything, and then that's when you choose that I am going to pretend I am blind. And then when a bigger thing happens, then you can back yourself up by saying that, yeah, but we are already together for so long. So yeah. But truth is everything. My dear, we see it from the first day already. You can see that this person, ne, this money that he's telling you he's having, ne, he doesn't have it. That means this person is a liar. It's not because he's broke, it's because he's a liar about his life. So if he can lie about his life, ne, then he can also lie about having children and another girlfriend most.
Exactly.
But then you tell yourself that apparently he's what? He was just shy of me and he didn't want to lose me and he just wanted a chance. That is why we are together. How? That's not why. Ah, no, that's not why, sis.
Yeah.
Reason I'm saying,
sometimes you choose red sex because you're in love, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the relationships I've been in now, because right now we're talking about like the way we realize later. I was used to this guy was just using me. Whatnot. Hear me where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I stayed in a relationship where I felt like, man, no, the relationship was supposed to be like this. Why am I doing so much? Not being given the bare minimum in this relationship, but I'm still. Thing. And for me, the reasons whenever I think of like because I've been in a relationship with this person or whatnot, is just because of how I felt at the time. I just felt like I really love the person. And right now that it ended is where it's not a thing of like when it always ends, then that's when it tends to, you know, like seeing you know, being used and whatnot. When it ends, that's when you realize that, you know, but what was that? Why was it? And then happened was the relationship really was it really supposed to be like that? And this one gets me to a point of feeling like not feeling but realizing that this relationship was just not the one. I was just in love but this guy was not feeling me. I couldn't just be that.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. But Benedita, I'm going to need you to call back, ne, after 10.
Ewa
Cherry.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, so we are going to go for an advertisement break, but today we're talking about self-sacrifice, right? We're talking about why you sacrifice. And also we are using the theory of the funeral as the basis and the example. Now, self-sacrifice is honestly everywhere, everywhere, everywhere.
Tired of being stuck in queues or left on hold? Our online sign-up lets you get the connection you need in just a few minutes. Simply head to paratus.africa/Namibia and press the online sign-up button. Then choose from our exciting ranges of fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE products. Fill in the application form and you're already done. Of course, you'll also enjoy free installation on your new package. Sign up online today to enjoy effortless connectivity. Always
prepare. Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Oulium Nangeshifa, Noahara Pushivifa, Oma Kuro Ekupitra Mohorike Radio Station, Oyo Eagle FM, Enya Mukuro Olongaha, Ningekotafano na Monica, Kushikondo Shapindi, Konorahita Timwe, Heari Imwe, Ne Heari, Imwe Imwe, Nohamano, that is 0817147116, Mamberewa, Konorahita Natu, Bali Oheta Vatatu, Ne Nola, No Natu, Nenge, Tumo Emaila, Monica@eaglefm.com.na Opomone Oshijemo Shiri Nawa
Eagle FM The Eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is the 28th of the 5th month, 2025, and it is a Wednesday evening, and we are going live. We are live on Facebook, and we're also live here on the radio. So the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio in case you would like to buzz us up, in case you would like to come and talk, in case you would come and tell me, why do you self-sacrifice? I just wanna know. I just want to know. So anyhow, we were talking about the auntie at the funeral, right? And the previous caller was also talking about self-sacrifice when it comes to relationships. And sometimes she says that sometimes it is a matter of, I love this person so much and I'm willing to sacrifice myself for this person. Now, sacrificing yourself for this person, right? It could be really honestly making a bad decision in order for them to be happy or comfortable in whatever they asked you or whatever they didn't ask you. Another example of self-sacrifice, ladies and gentlemen, is that one of the taxi driver and the UNAM student. I don't understand why you guys are dating these girls. I don't understand. Because apparently they love you, they are what. Statistics don't lie. Numbers don't lie, guys. How many of you guys have been dumped by these girls? Eh? And you are telling me, which I know, mine is different. She really loves me, my lawyer. Your accountant, she loves you so much. Eh? First year, second year, third year, you are buying things. You are renting rooms. You are buying textbooks, like she said, often. I know these people, they don't have parents. Okay, no ma zimwano. Keta yakushimba. Ongwe uninge pongkwane zimo wene andora ne. You are just their relative ane. You are just sponsoring everything. And then you are saying, you want to go and crucify people because they chopped your money. Shouldn't you have seen it coming? Eh? I've been listening to your program, but never saw you. I'm glad I've seen you, Queen. Hey, Nikki! You're so fine. You blow my mind, Nikki. Hey, Nikki. Hey, I'm even getting the hang of this. Now I can just read and be on air. Eventually, guys, you know I like to master things. Eventually. But the question is, hey, you are sacrificing yourself to an extent of You're not eating anymore. You're not eating healthy. Ever since you met this girl, you're just getting thin because all your money. You used to be those taxi drivers that go and eat KFC at lunch. Now all your money is apparently going to your katicha.
Good evening.
Hola, Naruka.
Check. Yeah? The taxi driver is self-sacrificing, ne? He doesn't, you know, ne, this guy used to have body, eh? All of us, when we are getting into those taxis, eh, we are like, oh, this guy. You know? Like, hey, he's got that daddy thing, like, ooh, yeah. Nice haircut, or how to ya era, you know? How to ya era, we are dropping on okuri, so it's like cool. There are neon lights in the car, and he's clean. Even when he gets inside the car, you can see that this person has been working all day, maro cologne, brur, or cologne, ne? He's got that daddy. Then he meets this guy first year. Ano tam pase ranginya no kuno na wazipko high school aman? Like guys, like yeah, they passed through a contour. I'm grade 12 and last year, guy. Yeah, yeah, I just studying for accounting.
Those are great so fast. It opened to no number no appear.
Canona. Kano non hota pesera rakonhuaza kunakule kara straight. Ano to pesera kontuoki kwanginyan. Like, hey, you have been in Windhoek for the past 10 years. You've been driving cab for the past 10 years. And you still can't tell a undercover gold digger. You can't. Kuwete.
We can.
Wait, Anwik. Yeah? And ondino ka lawyer kanje. Ondino ka teacher kanje. Okay, kwa yunama. Okay. He's buying the books. He is buying the food in this girl's room, guys. He's buying the clothes no ngaku. Onu alombwa ngaku nyoko na hoku china landera king to ngaku. Ota lando ngaku. Eh, anu al couple goals. Inolando wili. Inolando ngaku. Dengwa mwengwe orando wili for Valentine's Day. How? So that, because it means time is running out. Time is running out, my friend. Time is running out. It means that. So at the end of the day, and then after 4 years, you are not her type anymore. You wonder why. How?
Now you didn't eat for 2 days.
You are not eating at all. The worst part is that she's not even cooking. Eh? Otor and the fridge. Ongwe ngwe ako home kopa. Eh? Otorando fridge. Anwana yeko nduda eh? Manga mae ni tanjo. Manga mae ni tatan kukuti ko manga bara. Like guys. Asa nene? Ay.
I was.
Ay, tumini nju usira. Like, before tutura ne yeko nguzi tsa akwa nezimo yeo eh? We tutura ko nguzi na ine eh? Ke homweza tutumu o lata usira. Shashu wetu puru nila neta. Bra. Eh? Gwe yote amoshan gwe yotora ini no makunde muno mara too many anima raya muno shiki ha kanti oldia akushimba to support a king too bra
it's
self sacrifice ne to nanga na na no to ningire teach teacher tara oh guys anu angai gandi no sister anje man eh ondi no sister anje ko velvet entrance yo yuna mpeya katana ta konjero customer hey ngandino sister anje ko valvicha man eh shara amana yo to pafasuru kaso otande tura mwana kana no no kulinde tandi khokanara straight shaka ka jarolo na mos sister akanti is too ambitious for you. Sister, I shall go job job what? Internship. Shall go job attachment that we are. Eh? Kotume hospital, Sister, I'm going to doctor. Before I have to go to the hospital. Like, I didn't ask you.
Exactly.
I didn't ask you for your fish. Mara, I used to send fish every day from Vuffy's Bay. Who asks you? You just assume I'm hungry. I know I don't have family. But at the end of the day, ne? Men must learn, guys. Like, you are, like, guys, there's no sad story that a woman can ever tell you, ne? To be honest, that you must just believe because she's just the sweetest. She didn't come into this world alone, guys. And even when you met her, ne? You didn't meet her at ICU. Mm-hmm. You didn't find her at the mortuary. You found her alive. You found her looking nice enough for you to approach her.
Mm-hmm.
Who are sponsoring that niceness?
Exactly, before you came.
Before you came, it was her parents, her family members, her brother. Now she doesn't even ask her parents anything. She's the one that is sending them. Now she got a job in you. Ha. Huh?
He became the parent of the.
He is the job that we got, when we went to Windhoek. Yeah? Part time job is him.
Man, what gets men to that point of doing all this?
All of them are like that.
But why?
Yes, I have a mummy wow.
One was saying the other day, apparently, there's one name.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Dave Oka, the friends are now, you know, we're chilling, and he's like, Tami, bro, by the bro, I can joke about Kaboka, again, eh? A Kaganja, who girlfriend now?
Girlfriend, oh, sorry.
Girlfriend, oh,
Honda. Not fiance, even.
Not
child's mother, even. It's just a mere girlfriend.
Everything that he needs. It was even 3 days that day. So he had to. Permission as a single manga who die, bits on Dara, putting in the book, you wanted to go 200,000 or 300,000. Oh my god,
you know, part of the problem when it comes to financial management, right? Why women take over the finances of men, right? Is because I find you making a lot of money, but the only people that benefit from your money, ne, are your friends. You understand what I mean? So you make something like $5,000. And in this $5,000, you're at a place that is maybe asking 2.5 for rent, right? And then you're left with 2.5. And then in this 2.5, right? Your friends eat $2,000 of your money. And then there's $500 left, which is not even enough for Kev to go to work. That is why some women say, "Ne, give the ATM so that I manage it."
But is it not just the same story with, okay, what if you give me your money and then I'll just be chopping and then because
yeah,
you guys are like,
chopping. No, I'm talking about the reason that they give it. I'm not saying it's going to be like that, huh? you give me the bob card because I said that. And then may I chop your money? Simple. Then you are still in a bad situation. It's only that now it's somebody else that's eating it, not you. But the reason that most women take over the finances of their men is because there is financial mismanagement. You find a guy, Benedicta, ne? Or Sherry, this guy makes money, but he doesn't have a bed. Just where he sleeps, ne? Every day his neck is just paining. Every day he's just having a headache because and then he wants to sex you and that shipiranki. And this is a furniture. Oh no, guys. Triple cushion. I'm coming from triple cushion there, the other side. Triple cushion of extra foam and extra what. And then now I must come and lay here on your pellet things. Like, why?
Yeah, that I get also. That could be the reason. I'm like, bring me Elizabeth, and I'll give you my bob cut. Or other can be number 13. But it's not like you're going to bring up that bed. You need to tell me.
Yeah. There are those ones. There are those ones. But mostly friends don't see that progress. So friends will not go and check if this person is really progressing. Because there might be things that he's really doing in his life that is bettering him, really. Like, because sometimes, when her baby is in a situation, we as women, we like to take on projects. It's in our nature. It's like an extra job that we got. When you get a boyfriend, you're like, oh, let me find out what else is wrong with him so I can fix it. Yeah? It's like a project. No. We like projects. Whether we want to go into a project or we don't want to go into a project, even the wealthiest men's woman, looks at him like a project. You know how? Look at the way he dresses now. Look at the way he smells now. Look at his house. She makes everything better because he becomes a project. Because most men are projects. So what happens is the guy that people are complaining about, right? That is not spending anymore, that is not looking nice anymore, that is not doing what anymore, right? That guy, apeane, enara oshigunda shudara straight. You know? Enara oshigunda shudara like straight. If he finds a woman like the matriarch, for example, ne? Me, I want to go and settle down in the North, brah. I want to go and be one of those aunties. That's my dream. And all of that. But I need somebody that is also strong-willed like that. For Stanje. So if me and you are together, right? We are working on a comfortable place here in the city, but we have a bigger dream. Because we are not about to go and stay in Ongwediva. You understand? We need Ohautoyo Kefururu. If we are working together, we need Ohautoyo Kefururu. We need Ohautoyo Kefarunu na Koskora. How are we going to get all these things, ne? When all your money goes to your friend's bar? So, there could be that me, I'm putting up 3,000. You're putting up 3,000. Now, pay for ingeroninga or 5K, nengo 5.5, then that means that this other one, ne? This other 2.5, all of it goes to rent. We might even end up moving together to save money while we are planning our lives. You understand? That is usually what happens with serious women.
That's serious women now.
But otherwise, it's also just Slay Queen. Slay Queen can just also take your ATM card. But also, she gives you good pum pum. She cooks, you are eating. Kesha gumwe nasha. Everybody has the things that they like in their life. And other people like pum pum. Oh. People don't know. Parafatari mukana. Yeah. Shosha. different talents, my dear. But usually, the women that I have seen that take over their men's finances, they are not usually bad, ka. Yeah. They are not usually bad. The friends, however, no longer like the guy, which are they no longer like the girl, and they are not too pleased with the guy because they used to be the direct beneficiaries of his money. Now, this guy has basically cut you guys off. And that's why you can complain about, our friend, it's because him in his real life, in his private life, he realized, is really not going to buy me ikumbasa. So I have to choose between ikumbasa yutarara, nenge or hekat so I can look nice at the bar. So priorities change when you meet a certain type of person. When you meet a serious person, then you also look at your life and then you also ask yourself, like, I also want to be just as serious. You know, I also want a good life. I also want things. You can't be, Oshiri, you find a person, he's 42 years old, and Shiri, living in the city all his life, even if he's a bototo, there must be a level of growth, unquote. You cannot be driving cab for 30 years. Nah. You can be driving cab for 30 years, ne? But at least own 5. Also, the one that you are driving is number 6. But
there must be growth.
There must be growth. And that is why I'm saying that the theory around the taxi drivers is that they keep pouring into these girls' cups, right? And leave their cups empty, and then they get dissed for having an empty cup. When they filled their whole content into their cup. It's like you giving me all your makeup so that I can look nice, right? And then I turn around and diss you for not having makeup on when I finished your makeup. Yeah, so that's what happens. So now my question would be, look at you now. You are the empty cup and you are not wanted. So what is it? What makes you just decide to pour your whole entire everything into somebody that is not your relative, not your nothing, right? And this person walks away from you and you are left here in this situation. Omorashike, like, why are you self-sacrificing to the extent where you become a nothing? Mkweni is being bought clothes by their boyfriend every single month, but the boyfriend is not buying for himself a t-shirt so he looks nice.
As you can go, only people would listen me. Gashike, because I was not getting that whole story now, that one, that guy now, that is telling us apparently right now he didn't even eat for 2 days and whatnot. But the fact that right now you're saying that this whole thing of just pouring in other people's cups and forgetting about ourselves, and now when the other person around, that's when we tend to complain and be like, but why, but this, but that. But you have, I think if we get to a point where we can just realize that and choose ourselves, man, and pour in our cups, man.
It's really things. Honestly, right? Going back to understanding why you're with certain people. There are some people, ne, where you can see this person is out of your league and you still out with him, diremo. You understand? Because we as human beings, one, we all like nice things. To be honest, we all like nice things. Nobody, there's nobody that doesn't want anybody's, like the rich people's lives. Even the people that say, yeah, I would rather be poor and happy, that's nonsense. Because I've never seen anybody taking back lottery money. Nando kwa vena me joke pota, oyenga itati ano in my ranch in Nandihar. Aye. So that means it's a lie. We would all prefer to cry in a Mercedes Benz than a bicycle. All of us. All of us like nice things. All of us want good things. Mm-hmm. It is just a matter of understanding that you are worthy, guys. There's only one Benedicta in this whole entire world. There's only one matriarch in this whole entire world. There is even the people that are twins, ne, have a difference. This one is shorter, this one is taller, this one has a beauty spot, this one has what? Every single person is created individually, hence why we are all not special. Because we are all special. Right? Being special makes us not special because we are special.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to do is practice self-love. We need to practice self-love. The same way you would sit with somebody that you love in a hospital. Ne? For 10 hours. It's the same way that you must sit with yourself and nurse yourself for 10 hours also. Because you must treat yourself like someone you love. You know, you would never tell someone you love, ne, that they are ugly. But the way you tell yourself that you're ugly every day. Ha! Huh? Like, what's your problem? Even, you know where you want, where you can really see real love. Mother's Day. Do you know how many people have ugly mothers? Women ask, what was your father thinking? You know, like, I just, and have a baby with her? Like, whoa. You know, a whole human, even 10 of them, you know, she was the queen of our hearts, love of my life. You're like, hey, love of my life, when we mem. Monawenge. If you want to seek unconditional love, go on Facebook, go on Instagram on Mother's Day, Queen of My Heart. Eh? Go, if you want to see unconditional love, watch the music video of Dear Mama. Tupac's mother. And even if the crack fiend, mama, she always was a crack queen, mama. I finally understand for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. A whole crack addict has a song about her, my dear. Hmm? Person that was making people sleep without eating. Sell all the furniture and all the food so be so no. Have you ever seen a crack addict? This is a person that can stand, ne? That can stand at the shop, ne? No ka pake teko makoroni ka paturura. Ukweka da pen ingereke shimanja, oh? Yeah? Yanja otarike. Hey, guys. And this is somebody's mother. And this person can be, and this person is singing a whole song, Mama, Mama, you know I love you. You know I love you, Mama. Yeah. Mama is ugly. Mama is ugly. It's unconditional love, that one. That is how you know people have the capability of loving other people. Now, if you can say, Kucha, if you can see past your mother's ugly, eh? Me, but I look like my mother. That means my mother has strong features.
Yeah.
But you can choose, ne? You can choose to love this woman wholeheartedly. Then why don't we turn around and love ourselves also? I have my mother's nose. Then what kind of nose do I have, guys?
You look like your mother.
Hey, you look like your mother. You're like, hey, young man, you look like your mother. Like, hey. That means your mom has masculine features. But you love her every day. Yeah, every day. She can call you anytime and you will send that money even if it is the last money. You would rather have problems with your landlord than problems with your mother. Yeah? You would rather, or rent is 3K. Your mother is only asking for 500. You will send the 500 from your 3K and tell the landlord, which excellent plan, Mark, man. I will make a plan next week to bring the rest of the 500. Please, please. Yeah? Because you are sacrificing for your mother and you love your mother. So if we could have that same essence and that same kind of love and admiration for ourselves, right? Then it could work out. This life thing could work out. We can see when somebody is Jedi-ing us. And sometimes, right, people fall out of love with other people because of the way you treat yourself. I give you a compliment. Oh, matriarch, you look nice. Oh, this old dress. I didn't ask when you bought it. How? What is your problem? I said your dress is beautiful. Oh, the matriarch of Omuane. Oh, I, Ndilingo, wouldn't, bruh. Like, what is that? Oh, no, Tocha, thank you. Fake it until you make it.
Exactly.
Exactly. Because it took you some 20 odd years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to accept your mother the way she is. Nkwaneka. Hey, oh shit, and did you oh meme when I say ne and to garangatande to manga ko I see you love of your life as me. Yele. Yeah? There you the way you are treating yourself. You know mono came makato ramoga that's been ambera.
But I think yeah, I think we really need to get to that point to really like love ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because all these things that we're doing, we are just doing it for the aesthetics. And especially the whole thing, like sometimes you really know that the person is out of your league. And just because, oh no, it's aesthetics. You want that title.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that this person is just not.
If you want an educated person, just go and become educated, then you are an educated person for yourself. I'm quite, oh.
Exactly.
Annoying.
And when you look at all those reasons as to why we are doing those things, especially with the story that you're just telling right now.
Mm-hmm.
There is no, there wasn't, I can't really say there was anything valid there. It unless we're just doing it to say, you know, I have somebody educated.
Yeah.
Let me press her to keep her. But mm-hmm. at the very end of the day, now that the person left. Mm-hmm. All these things that become baseless and you are now left alone.
And that is where the sour part of men comes in. That's why men are killing others. To be honest, men are killing people because they look at women like investments. I'm not a job. Ha. Huh? I'm not a policy that's going to pay out when I graduate. I'm not the one that's going to save you from your poverty. I'm not the one that's going to make you look better. No. Now you are investing in me. Eh? The money that you're supposed to be sending your little sister that could have been the one that Fasururas Ezimojain, you are giving me.
In all honesty, guys, like this self-sacrifice, we're taking self-sacrifice from the perspective of you gents, right? That are sacrificing yourselves to the extent where there's nothing left. There's nothing left and then you want to come and catch feelings when people leave you because there's nothing left. Who asked you? And even if I asked you, you cannot say no. Do I have powerful? What kind of power do I have, guys? No. The problem is that what you guys don't understand is that nobody wants an empty thing. Né? Everybody wants nice things. Now, if you have abandoned yourself so much that you are not as attractive as I want you to be, even if I was there for the coitus now, eh? And you are no longer there. You have let yourself go to the extent of just becoming like Oshihagautu and all of that, simply because you are apparently sacrificing for me, yana yana, what. Then now. Eh? Like, I also don't want that. I also don't want bad things somewhere too. Like, why? Things. Hmm? Why must I have bad things? We're talking about self-sacrifice because many of us self-sacrifice constantly. We are sacrificing ourselves, our well-beings, our mental states, our finances, our pockets, our lives. We are sacrificing ourselves all the time as if we are not important. And it's not just we are not important. I want you to be honest about why you are self-sacrificing, because there is also, right? There's also the auntie that sees your potential. Now, this is for you. I know that this is for you. There's the auntie that sees your potential, right? Ever since you were a kid. Now, you are born by matriarch, poor woman from the village. Eh? It's just me. Well, you guys know my aspirations here. I told you guys already, Kuchame, I just want to be a village hand, guys. Eh? You know, just looking at the horizon until my English finish. And then later on, my grandkids, they have to come and translate because my English finished, because I've lived in the village for such a long time. Me and my husband, we are driving, we're going to buy what. Then we come back. Now, the problem is my personal, he's probably gonna have aircon there. So we are gonna have luxuries, blow dryer, aircon, you know, but that's our plan. That's our dream, right? So now you are this person. You are just born by this simple person and this is just it. This is just your life. Eh? Train of thought, right? Take it like this. So what happens is that we sacrifice ourselves in such a way that there's really nothing left. So let's take it from the perspective of now I've lived my life and I'm just a village lady, and then I have this Micah grandchild. Yeah, that's just there in the village. Say now, hypothetically, after a couple of years, ne, like we have chopped our pension, me and Habibi, really, we are really comfortable, but we just don't have that kind of money to be supporting these kids for what. And then there's this auntie, my cousin maybe, comes there, and she's like, Mana, this child is bright. This child is bright, okay, no, ndunge. this 3-year-old is counting until 50, you know, and this 3-year-old is reading. So when somebody is intelligent like this and somebody is bound to kuthako ezimojeni, you understand? She chooses to invest. But she says that she's investing in this child because she sees the potential. In her mind, though, she is investing in this child because she sees the potential and she sees a potential ATM. So she invests. So she sends all the school books and all the what me and my husband, we receive our things. This child has uniform, this child has books, this child has everything. If there is ever a need for anything, Mendeapo is going to send. We think that, oh my God, Mendeapo has always loved this child. Okay, cool. This child goes to high school. He's gone to Kosekondere. And Mendeapo, as always, right, has sent everything even before she was asked, because this is her investment. Then Varsity comes. Varsity, Mendeapo is on that. Don't even ask for NASFA, forget you. The what? Don't ask for NASFA, I've got you. Like, oh, okay. Mendeapo is paying for everything. Hostel, food, all of it is paying for everything. And she's just doing these sacrifices, right? And we love her because we are the ones that are in need most. So we want our great-great-grandchild to be balling like all the other kids also. You understand? We also want Ezimoreturizekohimos. So fine, Varsity comes. Mendeapo has a friend of hers that works there at Eagle FM. This boy must go and do his internship there at Eagle FM. He must go and shadow the matriarch. Okay, cool. He comes, shadows the matriarch. Matriarch teaches him everything that he needs to know. Bam, matriarch retires. You understand? Other matriarch, no, not the cuckoo matriarch, but other matriarch, me matriarch. Matriarch retires, homeboy comes and takes over, and he is the matriarch's grandson. He calls himself that, and then he comes through, and you guys love him, you understand? And he's working, right? He's working. And Mendeapo knows maybe Tatewalenga, but it is from passing. Like, oh, and yeah, who have that, yeah, you know? So, this boy starts working, and when he starts working, he wants a house. He wants furniture. He wants to better his education. He wants a car. He wants everything that young people want. He wants his portion. Right? Because every young person wants their portion. Every person wants their portion. So, 3 months in, Mendeapo calls. Mendeapo is like, oh, hi boy, how are you? She's like, he's like, oh no, I'm fine, auntie. How are you? Oh, how have you been? What? Because they talk on a regular basis, Angane, because it's mostly his auntie. Mendeapo is like, oh, I need 50,000, my son. I need 50,000. I've got a business plan that I want you to, and I need 50,000. So I was wondering if you could, either go and get an overdraft there at the bank, or you could get a loan for me, so that I can start my business. And homeboy is a believer in Mendeapo. There's nothing wrong with it. So he goes to the loan shark and then goes and gets the money. Or he goes to the bank and goes and gets the money and gives Mendeapo this 50,000, all of it in cash. He didn't even take an extra penny, which it was 57,000, and then he kept the other 7,000 for himself. And like, no, he literally just took a 50K loan and gave it to Mendeapo, because Mendeapo is going to do what. And she asked. And then after 2 months, Mendeapo calls and she needs Imaira. She needs money to go and plow the field. And it is 3,750. Because, the Mbakumbaku is asking for 5 hours or 6 hours, and that's the price or whatever. Homeboy doesn't have. Homeboy is paying back, ne, a whooping 2K already from his salary every month, ne, to pay back that loan for the next 3 years, ne. He's already paying that loan off. 2K from his salary every month for money that he didn't use, for money that didn't materialize or has become lucrative for him. For Stanje, ne. Okay. So he's like, I mean, therefore, like, to be honest, right now, I really don't have anything. I don't have money at all. And I'm also trying to just juggle, kucha, this chunk that's coming from my salary. How am I going to substitute it somewhere? I'm even, you know, I'm doing people's assignments for extra money or something. You know, he's trying. All right. Then they are potent around and says like, yeah, but you owe me because I made you who you are. If it wasn't for me and my sacrifices, you wouldn't even have a job in the first place because I am the one that made you. If I didn't take you from that village and that scum where you were, you would have never been anybody. Send the money. How? So now, homeboy, right? He feels guilty. Let's say he's not like you and me because me and you, eh? Me and you, could tough, could rough. Me and you, like, scum of the earth. Cause we would have told men there, bo, or can't you, but you know, we're nice people. Like I would have said, kuja, me, I didn't ask you. But anyhow, so he's a nice person. He's like, not like you and I. And he feels guilty about it because of everything that Mendeapo has done for him. You know, he feels bad. So he asks a friend to give him $3,750 and he e-wallets this money straight. Yeah, we mess with FNB here. So we will use them in our things. In our examples. So he e-wallets, right? He e-wallets the auntie. When he e-wallets the auntie, then it's all good. Moving on, right? Another month passes by and Mendeapo calls and Mendeapo needs a 500 to go to go and buy what, animal feed. And the green bag is 500 and the white bag is 700 and it's only here at this other what. And the boy's like, yo. And Mendeapo doesn't ask Mandin. Mendeapo just asks whenever she needs it, like always. And this goes on for a year where literally this boy is so deep in debt and this money, ne, is not used for him at all. So he's deep in debt. So he becomes the guy that's hiding from people that are knocking because Mendeapo asks him for something and Mendeapo also tells him that if it wasn't for me, you would be nowhere you were. You owe me. You owe me. Yeah. That extortion that happens there. Self-sacrifice. So now it's the end of the year and he runs into me because now he doesn't even eat anymore because, you know, how can you eat if you are in debt like that? And it's like you are in debt of, you just recently started work. You can't get things on account. You can't get what? Like, yeah, it's crazy out there. You understand? So your life is basically a mess. You have literally just plummeted into a hole of depression and it's financially straining on you. So he runs into me and he's like, yeah, I'm devastated, my life is a mess, but I'm just in debt all the time. And now he's drinking and now he's just I'm in debt. And my question is, why are you sacrificing yourself like that? And the response is, I'm sacrificing myself like this because this person sacrificed themselves like this for me. But my question that followed that other question is, but when does it end? Because many of us are stuck in this concept of black tax, right? Where we constantly have to sacrifice ourselves most now for family. We sacrifice ourselves for family. We sacrifice ourselves for friends. We sacrifice ourselves for work. We sacrifice ourselves for colleagues. We sacrifice ourselves constantly. And it's not benefiting us. So at what point do we realize that this self-sacrifice is actually not really self-sacrifice, but it's self-sabotage and it's self-death? When do we realize that this sacrifice word that we are using here is an actual sacrifice? At what point? Or do we only realize these things when we are so deep in it, we can't get out of it anymore and we are stuck? Because people have a tendency of turning things around us. turning things around. And that is why I'm asking that. If it is really self-sacrifice and you're doing it out of love, right? Could it be that you are sacrificing yourself in order to be in a position to have leverage and to manipulate another person later? Because that's all I see from Mendeabo, because I can't be Mendeabo's only relative. You know? And that is why you find that, people move out of relatives' houses when they get jobs and when they get opportunities, right? And they never look back. And we are always wondering why. Why don't they look back? Maybe they are ungrateful, or maybe nobody asked you to sacrifice. Had you known that I'm a bad person, you wouldn't have sacrificed, right? You did it because of expectations. Is it not so? And when we go to relationships, right? If you're going to be sacrificing for a person that you love, can you lower your expectations, please? Can you get rid of the expectations? Because the expectations are the ones that hurt you. You are hurt that that guy left you after you did everything for him. Right? You are, that's the reason you are hurt. You're not hurt because this person left you. You're hurt because of everything that you did in order to keep this person with you. And it didn't work. And that's why you were mad. You're mad, right? Because you thought. You thought. Hello?
Yo, understand?
Yeah, customer.
I just called in to say good night. I love you so much. And come to Windhoek and then I'll call you so you can do a show.
So you don't want to come to Windhoek when it's colder? What's your role? You must self-sacrifice. What is this?
I can't do that. I love my... I'm calling my club. I can't do that to myself.
I can't do that to myself. I love myself.
I love myself so much, man. Mm. I know I get very sick during this weather. So if I come to Windhoek, obviously it's going to get worse.
Of course.
So I love myself so much. I'm not going to do that to myself. But then, as soon as winter goes, and then
You'll be within.
I'll be within.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll give you a call. Like, I have a story to tell you.
I cannot wait.
But it needs to be told in person.
No problem. I'll be here. I will be here. But also I want to know, ne, what do you think of the aunties, right? That, or the aunties, the uncles, you know, the extended family, that shelter, not just shelter, but take care of family children. And then later on, they ask family children for assistance. Are they supposed to ask for assistance, or are they just supposed to live and wait for these kids, right, to assist them themselves? Because the people are complaining, never grateful. Kakora ke kuje. People are complaining about Arewa.
Yeah, I get that. And I think looking it from a logic perspective of view,
yeah.
I should say, if now to the adults that are sheltering the kids, you know, I think they are doing the right thing most, you know,
yeah.
Helping all the kids so that at the very end of the day, so they help others and whatnot also.
Yeah.
But then it's also the that they become very self-entitled after that. Way too much.
That entitlement.
Yeah, it's black tax. Now you have to pay. You know, and I don't think it was really supposed to be like that. I think now to the kids that it's not them really being ungrateful, I think.
I think we are just tired of you always asking, like we don't have our own lives, Ambera.
Our own problems also, you know. Some, it have led the matriarchy. That thing have led to kids, especially to the aunties, the uncles, the breadwinners of the families that are sheltering the kids right now. There's a whole thing of like parents now really forcing the kids to to take loans for them.
Yeah. I don't understand that story. Why are big people asking people to take loans out for them? Yeah, like, why?
It's guap. They want money. There's even a story that, like, I really know for sure that really happened to somebody that I know.
And that's the worst part, you know, you're not even enjoying this money.
She's going through it, like, she's going through it right now, like, literally battling with depression right now.
Exactly.
You know? And it's now, $50,000.
My goodness.
You know, the sister came, here, I want to start my business. Like, it's just all these people that are just entitled to your money, thinking that right now you're working for the government. You know, and the
now the question is, ne? I know, even if I take out the loan, I know, omushishinga kucho loan na ifuta beka with interest. For years and years, before that stakara lela lela, for the next 5 years or 10 years, right? I'm paying back a loan of something that is not even lucrative, like something that's not birthing me anything.
Kakazana Ngoro is a teacher, and I'm telling you right now, when the loan, Jamani, aku sakwe njozao, yasigara poenach.
Exactly.
And she's going through it. As young as she is, she just started working.
Oh, that's not the problem.
Where you're just supposed to be enjoying the fruits of your labor right now. Let me enjoy my pay and buy whatever I want. Let me solve my problems. You guys, I'll sort you out later when I want to, also. You know?
If I want to.
Oh, guys. You're so entitled. I don't know.
And nobody's talking about giving the money back, nothing.
Nobody's talking about that.
But also, okay, Kusiranjolona. Like, doesn't she understand money?
See, it's also, yeah, this thing goes, I think we also need to, you know, like, the young ones, as much as we are saying the parents are also, they are too entitled to our salaries, we also have got a thing of, we do things for the aesthetic, very baseless. Because the reason, did you go to Ndaku Sira Night at the one to loan 50,000 and my sister is also, mind you, these people are from the same house. They are literally discussing these things in the house.
Of course.
Ndaku Duvo Harongere Pangero, Uka Kusekolon. Ngae, Nandendi Karendaro Kucha no, Ndaro Kupandika, Utono, now we're talking to Kusira Lord. You know, I don't think we really do it for any of it. Why must I be giving? Why must I take loans, three loans at the same time? Divi futeni maruam bial ngini. On that pandari, what is valid in that whole thing? I'm just trying to impress these people more.
And the third loan was for what now?
The third loan was apparently for business. What the small siblings are now there to be helped out. That's a shida penangu. That's a hazana mberoki harongo mehumbo mo. Heno kotango kuronga mehumbo. So it was mbera kuchaya. You know, mito nehe to the hiwana. Wherever we want to take a loan, then girl is collapsing for assembly. Apparently, one day she just collapsed. She's going through it.
And she's young.
She's very young.
Mm-mm. Guys.
I think we should also learn to just say no, man.
And that is why we're talking about self-sacrifice. If we can understand why we self-sacrifice, right, then we can also understand why not to self-sacrifice. Because if we are saying it is out of love, right, love has to be unconditional and love has to be for a greater purpose. A greater purpose is sacrificing the last two slices of bread so that your children can eat because there's nothing there. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Love is not by any means wanting to for somebody to love you. That means you have low self-esteem and low self-worth. That means you feel obligated. If you feel anything outside of love, right? Because we all give ourselves this smoke mirror. We all give ourselves these rose-colored glasses that we put on to look at situations because it is your father, because it is your mother, because it's your older sister, it's your older brother, it's your older what-what, it's your younger what-what, they are suffering. We all want to have this idea of our people. But at the end of the day, the people that hurt us the most, right, are family members.
Exactly.
And the people that build us up the most are family members.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we balance this? We balance this by knowing exactly what we are doing. We can't fight an enemy that we don't know, guys. You cannot go and fight a disease that you don't know. First of all, you have to understand why you're doing it. Why are you self-sacrificing? Don't you know that if you perish, there's no one left? Now you are going to give yourself heart attacks and you're going to die. You must also remember, ne, kucha, no matter what, she must forgive me one day. We are relatives.
Mm-hmm.
Your father can decide he's never going to talk to you again for a whole year. And then his wife dies. He's not going to talk to you. He is going to talk to you, man. It's just a matter of waiting. And 90% of us feel guilty for not assisting. And that not feeling guilty is the one that is pushing us into momentary gratification. We are feeling nice in that moment and then we live with, it's like coitus at a young age. 60 seconds of pleasure, a lifetime of regret, it's exactly the same. So now we end up in situations like this that are actually detrimental to us and we are stuck with it. But it's also because we don't talk. We don't talk. We don't talk to anybody before we do things. You want to come and talk to Nduva?
Uh-huh.
After you've taken out your 3 loans, but Nduva has always been your friend.
Mm.
Eh. So you're coming to talk to me when you're a skeleton.
Bruh.
And
there's also, there's a friend, eh?
Mm-hmm.
That I think we really need to start. In Mambino, we are built, and we have got a tendency of saying, hey, these are your things. No. People. You know, sometimes she can talk a morning and we have boom moon, you can add it. Sometimes you feel like you are building in silence, but in actual fact, you are just...
You are destroying. Do you know how many stupid people, ne? Make up stupid slogans for you guys to listen. Do you know that most of the twisted and worst quotes are made by terrible and vindictive people? Ha! Do you know that the person that is talking about, yeah, I'm just gonna love myself, is sitting in a basement, has never gotten laid in his life, and nobody wants to look at him, and that's the person that's talking about focus on yourself, sis. You don't know where these quotes are coming from. You don't know the origins of it. And then now you want to come and tell people that, yeah, I'm just gonna build in silence and move in silence. Or silence, people laugh. You know, people laugh, ne? People laugh and people want to hush when I talk my things here on radio. Ne? And I keep telling them, Kucha, there's nothing you can tell me about myself, ne? That everybody else doesn't know. So if I'm telling you, Kucha, me Habibi put on a ring now in the afternoon when I came to work at night. Hello, guys. People said, "Kucha, oh hango njono tayiri kapo." I was like, "Njono tayiri kapo is not strong enough, guys." Eh, pefe anua ito popi ini mayenge sho hango. Kante your whole husband is a gay man. Eh, and you are keeping it secret.
My dear.
And nobody can even tell you anything because apparently you, all your things are secrets. And we are moving in silence, brah. You know, new job, silent. What do you call it? People's faces there on their memes or whatever. New job, silent. New car, silent. New what, silence. Move in silence. Silence is the same thing that is killing you people.
Destroying.
Silence is the same thing that is killing you people and also not knowing who to talk to. Start talking to strangers. How?
Yes.
If you don't trust the people that you are around, maybe you shouldn't be around them. Because who else are you going to tell ne? Hey, who else are you going to tell ne if it is not the people that are around you? Maybe the snake is the people that are around you. If you are worried about them, then why are you still with them? How?
Mm.
You are stuck with people that you cannot tell your things.
It's for this person, is a friend, for only for him to come back after he took 5 loans. This one, he took the loans for himself now.
Oh, to chop him?
He's like...
defense him?
Nduva, I know he's working more Kombero or council or something.
Oh,
something
okay. Okay.
And he's like, da, Nduva, I know he's just going to pay hands on that pair, and he's going to pay me pay.
Because he thought he was going to be a millionaire. That's why he went to find his own person on Facebook to come and... Trustworthy people.
Now you are there. You are telling me you took 5 loans already, that you already took them. Now, there is nothing else that we can do. You know, right now I think you just need to accept Kutai, you did whatever. No one was the reason you did all those things. You're trying to be like, yeah, she can come on and do not back in how to nyon. Now look.
Hey, pay for baki aende wene. Kashikabu no maholi.
Kamuna maholi wate katura muna. Sikangoni haburu no kumo bile. Skuro pay.
$25.
O maholi wate katura muna je?
Wate katura muna ike. Wate katura muna ike.
Bre, o kahauta kopate kwele. Tanan.
Eh? And there's nothing worse than paying for something that you no longer have, my dear. Oh!
Oh,
my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Eh? Tofuta, to nano, o iPhone aku inae. To nano hoto ku inae. My God. Yeah, but that's the problem. Ke umo tari wamos. To the extent where they are not talking their things, and then they like people must remember that they are not that special, ne? Like people think that they are special, and that is the problem. They think that somebody will just come from their house to just decide to witch them because we just like okay, like bruh, if you get a car, ne, that's a benefit because that means I'm never walking home.
Exactly.
If you have a hautomo party, that means I can walk until 2 a.m. at night, ne? Because I know you, Wena. You, your driver, you're gonna make sure that your driver in the weekend, is working from 10 o'clock at night until 3 a.m. so that at 2 a.m. when I knock off, he can come and pick me up. Because you are owner. Eh? And also me, I looked for you a good driver. Eh?
Mm.
But because you don't talk, people are gonna ask him, or how to, you, you cannot base your whole life on we must not talk our future plans because people are what you are the evil one. I know karunga kuku skepe nyanuya iye ku stand by. Nengino mita era mukarunga kwa yano ne. Like, then why do you go to church, bruh? Like, what is your problem?
My dear, those ones annoy you. Me, I'm annoyed at this
No man. The full way rumble and your problem with the terrenareka, like at some point, we as young people have to come to terms with the fact that there are people out there that know the things that we want to do. Now we keep it like it's just the same as taking advice from your uneducated parents. Today I will diss everybody's parents. Your parents are uneducated. They have never stepped into a university class in your life. You are the first in your whole generation to step into a university class and you're taking financial advice from those people.
Mm.
Those people. The same bankrupt people.
What do they know about
budgeting? Hey, not to go akuru nwe to kaya shishi. Oh. Kaya shishi po tenyo shiri man. Meme waya andi soka tokere me bro. Waya nengo mandora te kurombo ya kucha aye kusamo policy.
Eh.
Aye neno omayo vigeri gari. Waya nete kurombo ya ngono ne. Aye nyo kukwa na ande nyoko nyoko na ye kukwa kade her nonsense. Guys, we may just understand kucha. Even when you are going to buy your house, guys. Eh? Tate Wengu Arandis Husino, what does he know about property, guys? Eh? Tatu ninda hakurande humbo. Shiri oripanandu, shiri shiri. The person you must be talking to is an accountant so that the accountant can look at your books and see if you are going to be able to afford to be still surviving like a human being. You guys don't want to utilize your friends. The only, like, you know, ne, they can have diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And they will rather go and queue up in where in all these fancy hospitals instead of going to the state hospital where their friends are at, ne? And they'll be treated now because they don't want people to know their diseases. As if people are unprofessional. Then why do you think that other people are like that?
It's a mindset, Demetrius. It's a mindset.
These people. No, man. They must change. Your mother has never been married in her life. No, she's the one that's advising you to get married. And she's been. Maybe one joke what in and the hokan. Which Pamwe, if your mother was raised anga by meme we Arimon Jokana, then you can say kucha okay, on Jokano kwe monanga kuchuja zirepen. Now you have a whole matriarchal system ne that has never had a husband ever. Your mother's grandmother, your great grandmother has never been married, 10 kids, different fathers. Your mother has never been married, your grandmother has never been married, 10 kids, different fathers. Your mother has never been married, 10 kids, different fathers. You're also not married yet, and then you are also having 5 kids, different fathers. And now these people, they are the ones that are telling you must get married. Now we play that role of the principal because it's our parents. They know better. Guys, Bruh, it's a case of rape, brur. Like, what does your father know about cases they take up? Wait, got it, mom. Your father doesn't understand what you did.
Doesn't know.
You sexually violated another person's child. She possession or she now could take up like it said this man. How? Guys. This person doesn't understand architecture. This person doesn't understand engineering. And this person doesn't understand the building cost.
Thank you.
the building cost. Ne door frame akeli shara shashinatango ya arara ramonju konjia. Njia yo gangsta nji. Kwa teke ne ongwe uye uture mwe filitano tango mwunkunda. Eh? 120,000 wazala. Eh? Anwana izara mana from heaven. Nde otoku so advice akontungono. Shiva ewe atunge. Onguru manja. Oye teku advice angono. Deito ningaro kima keri pa levela yoe. Ay,
yeah.
Ay, utoni ngenga mala geri gatano. Akweto mala geri gatano nangu ulia moka la kamwe. Okundiran tupo nje po inyanga. Bra, eh? Unondudayoe yeye zira no mambi.
Ay,
eh? Nando amo no penzera kushikuya mostorande tokarando mwero tate. Shashino nangu mweno ushishu kuchini muino ndiro ndengae. Unga enendi na ndora kuitera pongao. Ano ikitevu wafu niko kanduta kanjeka mwende tika pend. Nga iti muningira ne ngane o nganjo ne tse tatukale ni nga muno ne. Ano ikandeo pareke mae ni. Nafitika ni nga jaje. Onto unanga kukara unontari. Onsari.
Ocho? Onsari danu owe rumarje.
Brur. Urukira njontari huwae ni, urukira njontari huwae kegumbo la nyoko na huta. Itue, yeah. Shashikee simbo tuwe ndako huya. Nanguwa ayo ticha. Eh? Nde huya shatu ikuwa atura ya monjugo. Morashiki atura ya monguru ya embera man. Shumushu kukekuno na oya kwe ningao. No man.
Bad man. I think we just need to start. We need to leave that. It comes to the mindset that we're so if we are still holding on to that, then it's not gonna, you know, change anything. But we really just need to open your eyes and
start. Nyomu irongane okufunja no, huh?
That's two more stage.
We onto mu ironga okufunja. There are just some people you cannot say no to, like your parents. Eh, ono te kupura, take out a loan of 50,000 for me. My dear, you go there and then you say, kujina ndi qualify anatango onda pumbwa kuronga omvura dihezi rindatu, koskoranjo no, me pangero opo, ndipewe o loan na di marwa isikempo no, nga epo level ayanjo andi vura kukuso loan na yoma yoviga tatu. Yeke shikulesha. Kulesha, guys. Then you save yourself, and then this person saves them. So, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today we're talking about your parents. We're talking about your parents. We're talking about my parents. We're talking about everybody's parents. We're talking about self-sacrifice. We're talking about the sacrifices that we as individuals, as young people, as old people do for other people and the repercussions of it. We're asking, why do you do it? Right? We're asking the reasons behind it. Now, part of the reasons behind it is love. They say, right? So we're going to go down on the list and then you are going to find the ones that fit you because you know you're self-sacrificing somewhere in your life. You know that that relationship that you are in, you are doing more sacrifices than gaining anything out of it. You know that that adult child of yours, is abusing you financially, abusing you physically. You are getting nothing out of it as an adult. These kids are abusive. These kids are entitled. This, like, bruh, going through the motions is big people. Everybody is self-sacrificing. To be honest, everyone is self-sacrificing. I want to understand why. I want to know why we are doing it. And then also, I want you to find the things that fit with you. Because when I started this conversation and when I started this topic, there's something that came inside your mind, which I'm self-sacrificing here. Everyone. You're gonna tell me, that there's nothing that you didn't think of. Because when I said it, there's something that came in, it could have even been a friendship. Eh? There's this friend of yours that's always broke, never has money, but always wants to go out with you. Eh? You pay for everything. Why? There's this friend of yours that wants you to sacrifice your time so that you can stay with their kids. The whole of Windhoek City in Arumento. Or this friend of yours that wants you to be covering,
eh, covering for them while mwamwara with chicks all over the place. And now the sacrifice there is that this person's partner hates you for no reason. And you know what this person's partner does. This person's partner speaks ill of you everywhere. Pele. Aye. Ugh. Pele. Pele is just having girlfriends left and right every single weekend. Te a chenjara for upendi. My husband said. Pele ne. Kanagame me. Pele is a homebody. Eh? Pele is a homebody. He's just there in Oshakati. You know, if he goes outside, he goes out a little bit. He's just doing his things at home. He's a chilled guy. But somewhere in the world, ne, Pele is known to be a guy that is just about chicks and paying chicks and prostitutes and all of that. And that rumor started from his friend's wife because his friend uses him as a decoy in their house. And Pele knows this. And he's self-sacrificing his dignity and his reputation. But for what? So now even when Pele meets someone, right? Pele goes and meets someone. Pele is smitten by this girl. She's a nice girl. She's exactly what he has been looking for. They meet in the supermarket, not even at bars, just the way he liked it, right? And then he says, oh, hi. So my name is Pele. And it's like, Pele. Mm. Pele Viola. Like, yeah, Pele Viola. I'm just using Pele Viola as an example. Please don't go and ambush the guy there saying, "Kucha, but Pele you." No, I'm just using Pele as an example, for example. Eh? Pele Viola. Like, no, but I heard about you. You are a womanizer in this Oshakati. Ha. Huh. Pele is like, I'm not a womanizer. To be honest, ne, I'm single. Like, we heard. Can't you, the girl you are talking to, ne, is your friend's wife's cousin that is always complaining about Pele Viola. Now you have ruined your whole reputation, right? Somebody has ruined your whole reputation. And you kept quiet because you were self-sacrificing. Every single time that this person when the girlfriend called or the wife called and asked, oh no, is that guy with you? You said yes because bro code. But this person is married. This person is living their lives. And you, Vele, you can't even get a date because you're known as a bad guy. Self-sacrifice, ne? That's self-sacrifice. Now, you are telling me, Kucha, it's because you love your bro. Then when do you love you? When do you also start having what your friend has? Because your friend has a family, he has kids, he has got a stable job, he has got a side chick and 10 other side chicks, but we are not counting those ones as an advantage. Hmm? We are not counting those ones as an advantage. But we are talking about this stable life that this friend of yours that uses you as a friend, as a decoy, ne, to go and do his bad things. And now his wife hates you. His wife's family hates you. His wife's friends hate you. And his wife's friends and cousins hate you. And now this thing spreads like wildfire. And they use the name, your name. Yeah, it's Matriarch from Eagle FM. Matriarch from Eagle FM, Oshwe. Matriarch from Eagle FM. Matriarch from Eagle FM. They use this, right? Now everybody hates you. But for what? Every single time this woman calls, ne? Like, yeah, my husband said he's sleeping over at your house. Is it true? Yes, he's sleeping here. How? Eh? And you wonder why nobody wants to date you. Because some guy uses your name in their house. Eh? Eh? Mm? Oh, because how, guys? It's hectic out there. So let's see. You want to lecturing only about the fake love for the youth of nowadays. It's not only about the fake love of the youth of our days, right? We're talking about self-sacrifice, right? Investment CC. We're talking about self-sacrifice. We're talking about the fact that we sacrifice ourselves so much, but for what? Why do you self-sacrifice? Why are you self-sacrificing? That's why I'm asking, right? Because clearly some things are not love. You are saying that, no, I love my friend. Does your friend love you also? Eh? You are sacrificing your whole entire reputation for your friend. Look at it like this. You guys are a group of friends, and 90% of your friends are prostitutes, but yet, right, you go outside there with these people and you know exactly what they do, and you expect people to not associate you to prostitution. How? Birds of the feather, they flock together. Birds of the feather, they flock together, man. Show me your friends and I'll show you who you are, Moss. So, unless I talk to you, right? That is what you are in my eyes, prostitute. I don't even need to talk to you about nothing. Yes, the prostitute, because you're hanging around with prostitutes. Yeah, but those are my cousins and what. But you know what they do. So why are you sacrificing your reputation like that? Can't you guys go drink at home? Yeah? Because they are your family members. At least if you guys are at the house, ne? You can say, kucha, my family came over. So why are you sacrificing your reputation like that? So tomorrow, even people that can actually, like, push you a level higher are not going to push you a level higher because of the reputation that you have built with yourself. Self-sacrifice is when seniors, right, are pushing and investing their time and their youth into things. And later on, they feel bad when these things go off and never look back. Where these things destroy them, destroy their businesses, destroy their companies, destroy their company's reputation, their reputations. That's self-sacrifice. Because somewhere, somehow, right, there was a time that you needed to sacrifice yourself and you did it. I'm just here for why. I just want to know why you do it. Some people say I self-sacrifice for love. But self-sacrifice is an activity that we do on a daily basis, want it or not. It is not wanting to do something, but doing something anyways, because it betters somebody else. It benefits somebody else. And by benefiting somebody else, it gives you a sense of benefit as well. It is giving, right? Giving somebody money so that they can keep quiet about needing money, right? So that you have other things to talk about with this person. That's self-sacrifice. So this person needs money, and this person only talks about money. Sometimes they blackmail you into giving them money, and you don't want, but you got tired because they are weighing you down, right? You got tired of them asking every day, so you give them the money. You don't want to. You give them the money. That's self-sacrifice, because then this money is coming from somewhere that you didn't want to touch, somewhere that you didn't want to move to, but it's done nonetheless, right? So, in this, you give the person the money. The person takes the money. The person is grateful. Then you guys continue with your relationship. The benefit of this to you, right, is the fact that now there's no that obstacle of money or that discomfort of money anymore. And that's what you think it benefits you, but you sacrificed more because now you have, fine, you get this benefit of having somebody that is not bothering you about money anymore, but now you are left with a problem. You are left with a dent within your finances because you accommodated this person when you're not supposed to accommodate this person because of your emotions, because your emotions are tied to this person. That's self-sacrifice. So now you're sitting in a space where now you have to look for the finances, right? Now you have to look for the finances that come and close this particular hole that you have created. And you're telling me that, you know, you don't self-sacrifice. We do it all the time. You go into a class and there's an attendance and you sign for your colleague that is never in class. You sign every day, right? And then one day you are caught and criminal case is opened against you. And do you know what that is? That's fraud. So you self-sacrifice on a daily basis and you don't even know it because you don't even look at the repercussions of anything. Why do you do it? I love my friend. Okay. All right. So, some people say love. The reason that people self-sacrifice is love. People may prioritize the well-being of loved ones even at their own expenses, driven by a deep sense of love and commitment. That's number one of the reasons why people self-sacrifice. And then number two, self-worth. Some individuals may engage in self-sacrifice to feel more valuable or to restore a sense of significance, especially if they have experienced a loss of self-worth or a feeling of being unimportant. So some people sacrifice themselves so that they can feel important, right? I'm going to jump in front of this car to save you because so that I can be important. Yeah. It's crazy out here. Like, it's crazy. You must ask yourself, why do you do the things that you do? And until when? I'm just saying. And number three is cause. People may dedicate their lives to a cause they believe in, even if it requires sacrificing their own comfort and security. AKA, I can give you a modern day person that sacrifices themselves, right? For the cause. And the cause is freedom of expression. What is Amshelelo's cause, guys? Is justice. Yeah. So he's a person that self-sacrifices, right? For a cause. And this cause is whatever he believes in, like whatever he's fighting. He's most fighting for people to get fair pay. He's fighting for people. So humanitarian. So he's fighting for people's rights and people's birth things and people's what. And he believes in the cause, and that is why he would sacrifice. So that is a reason for self-sacrifice. That is why even when he sits in jail for all those days, right? It's something that he's prepared for because he believes in what he's fighting for. Whether you believe it or not, whether you understand what this deep love is for the cause, or what this deep sense of believing is, that's what he believes. So that is why you can ask questions like, at what point, like, is his family not important? Is freedom not important to him? Or why is this particular thing so important? It's self-sacrifice, okay? Self-sacrifice. Sometimes it's crazy. Sometimes it's crazy because it doesn't make sense, right? But everybody most likes what they like. Just like you maybe don't like dark-skinned girls. Maybe you don't like light-skinned girls. Maybe you don't like tall girls. Maybe you don't like fat girls. Maybe you don't like what? Everybody has a preference. Everybody has a thing that they like. Everybody has what melts their heart. Everybody has that. When I see street kids, ne? When I see street children, I don't think sympathy. Nah. I think fear. I think drugs. I think alcohol. I think burglars. I think criminals. That's what I see when I see street children. You can be 5 years old and a street child, and I'll still look at you the same. The same with street women and beggars. For me, same WhatsApp group. Like, I can't. But, I'm also the same person that can go into the hospital and donate clothes and donate food and donate whatever I can, you know, to mothers that just gave birth, or to people that are in the ER, or to people that are what? And that is my choice, you see? That is where my heart goes. My heart goes over here. It doesn't go over here. That's why I cannot see these ones. No. And that's why I also have a deep passion. A deep passion for psychology. I have a deep passion for passion. Am I saying passion like a vambo? Okay, cool. That's why I also have this deep passion for psychology. And that's why I also believe in mental well-being. I believe in the psyche. I believe in finding a way to help our minds. Because I believe that our mind is the only thing that's important. Yeah. Because when you lose your mind, it doesn't go. Mm-mm. It doesn't go well. Anyhow, anywho. So, that's for the cause, right? That's number three. And number four is duty and obligation. A sense of duty or obligation, whether societal or personal, can lead people to prioritize others' needs over their own. If you feel like it is your duty, if you feel like you are obligated to put yourself beneath somebody or to sacrifice yourself or to prioritize somebody else, right? Because it is your duty. Now, with duties and obligations, right? We can see this in law enforcement. We can see this in security systems. We can see this in people that are trained, employed, or heads, like head of the household. Yeah, you can see it by, like, head of the household is the one that goes and checks why the dog is barking outside. Why? Because duty and obligation. They feel it is their duty as the head of the household to know what is happening. They feel they are obligated to take care of the people inside the house as the head of the house. That is their obligation. That is their duty. Then we move to law enforcement. Now, if you've ever been in a situation where the police is highly active and it is a dangerous situation, right? You don't see the police officer coming to hide behind you as a citizen. No. Their aim is to protect you, their citizens, is to protect you that is around there. So the first thing they will do is make sure you're out of danger, out of sight. If it is a shoot off, they will tell you to run, to hide, to go somewhere. They'll come and scoop you up. Why? Because it is their duty and they feel obligated to perform their duty because self-sacrifice is basically their job. They sacrifice themselves for their citizens. That is why sometimes self-sacrifice happens over here. That is why you can find that a police officer was shot while protecting a civilian, or this police officer went to a house where there was a domestic violence call, and he went there. But it is very rare that you find that it is the victim and the police officer that were shot and dead. No, it's usually if it goes down badly, the police officer was shot, but this one is still safe. This one is still alive. This one is still good because the police officer's first duty is to make sure that you are out of immediate danger. So they sacrifice themselves, right? In the name of duty and obligation. You guys are watching me talk for 3 hours. Wazala. All right. And we move on from duty and obligation. And we dive into empathy and compassion. Some people self-sacrifice out of empathy. Now, what is empathy? Empathy is sympathy in another way. You know, sympathy is, oh, my goodness. Oh, oh. Yeah, that's sympathy. Like, oh my goodness. Oh. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it in words. So you guys are just going to have to live with the sounds and the facial expressions to understand. Okay. So that's sympathy. Empathy is having that facial expression and those expressions inside here, which are you. You're like, good evening.
Queen Mother.
It's me, please. How are you, darling?
Well, well. You've been talking.
Huh?
You've been talking.
I have been talking, my dear.
And then I've realized you probably ran out of saliva, so let me come to the rescue.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for rescuing me because, whoa. But you know I can do this all night, guys.
I know.
Eh? Me, I want us to be better. How?
You are capable.
Oh, I'm trying, serious.
Okay, so what are we talking about today?
We're talking self-sacrifice, my dear. We're talking about people sacrificing themselves for others, for a cause, for whatever their reasons. I want to know why you self-sacrifice. I want to know why you sacrifice yourself for your children. Why do you do it?
For starters, I didn't have the luxury of having the kind of things I can provide now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mostly the lack of love I didn't receive from the biological parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's what I'm trying to give out there.
Did they really not love you, or did they just not love you in the way that you receive love?
No. They passed on a long time ago. Like,
but they still loved you.
Yeah, it's the love that I didn't receive, and I want that the kids to experience the same love I was supposed to get.
I hear you.
Like, you see, when you are raising your kids,
mm-hmm.
there are no breaks, right?
Yeah.
If you blink, this person is going to be an adult. And you don't get second chances.
And it's over.
You have to be there. You have to be present. You have to be there, sick, angry, emotionally drained, hungry, but you have to show up.
Every single time.
Every single day.
Consistency.
Oh, man. It's called sacrificing of what you believe in for the sake of making someone happy.
Alsjeblieft toch. If we knew that these are the battles that elders go through in order to raise us, right? I think we would have been better.
Yeah. We would have been. Wow. But it's a jungle out there.
Hmm.
And then my father will be like, Araboy, you got it. I'm like, I'm trying. Yeah.
But I think that we must gravitate from I'm trying to yes, I am. You got it? Yes, I do. Because I think it is important for ourselves to give ourselves our flowers, man. Because I think that you're doing a great job. Like, I'm never worried about you, ever. 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 Like, even, you know, there are certain people that I'm like, oh, I hope this person is fine. You know, I'm never worried about you, ever, because I believe that you've got such a good head on your shoulders, right? That if ever you need me, you will reach for me, and you will always be in a good space because you have what many mothers, right, are fighting to keep to themselves. You know, women are very selfish because of all the love that they get. There's nothing that is more fulfilling than a child's love towards you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and women try and keep that love to themselves.
Without giving it.
Yeah, without sharing it with the father of the kids. That's why they are trying so hard to be the ones that are raising the kids. A child gives you a hug when nobody else in the world is going to touch you. They talk to you every day. Even when they are angry, even when they are happy, even when they are sad, they are there. So it's that kind of love and that kind of consistency with I'm always going to be here. That women want to keep to themselves. So when I think of you, I think that you have it lucky because you are getting to experience it from a maternal perspective, and you're also getting to experience it from a paternal perspective where you can really honestly see, kuchayo, like, there's nobody coming to save my kids and me.
I know, like,
every decision that I'm making here, né, I have these people's childhood, my hands, me, I don't want to mess up. No, I have to take care of myself so I'm healthy to live long.
If I should give advices to somebody out there listening,
yeah,
right, it would be like, make peace with your past.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't overcloud your present and the future.
So that it has no grip.
Yes. So if you make peace with that, my friend, you'll go far.
That's true.
Yeah.
And don't like let the past haunt you.
No, just make peace with it. There's got no strong foothold. And make sure that when you are going to give out love, make it loud.
Make it loud, my dear.
Yes. Make it loud. Make the person feel, Pucha, this person was here. Their feelings are true. It's genuine. And that's it.
Does this mean, right, you are very selective about what you sacrifice in your day-to-day life? Like, does this mean, because you have chosen your focal point of love, you have chosen your focal point of what you are sacrificing and where you're sacrificing it. Does this mean that all your other decisions throughout the day are determined by this major sacrifice in your life?
Yeah, like, actually, like, the decisions that I make today should reflect the life I want to live tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, that's number one on the list. Always. Mm-hmm. I cannot do something that I don't want somebody else to do it to me.
Mm.
I told you about karma, right?
Yeah, oh no, woo. Yes. Yes.
No, like, I cannot, like, at this point right now. I used to be that person.
Mm-hmm.
That was me in the past. I learned my lesson the hard way. And now, it's, the moral compass is pointing due north.
Yeah.
And I think, to a certain extent, how the law enforcement go out in the world and then put themselves between life and the bullet.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. That's like self-sacrifice out of duty and obligation.
And they don't, you are not off duty.
Yeah.
Once you sign up, you're not off duty.
You're never, you know, you can even resign and just be sitting in the village, right? And war comes and you are summoned. Once law enforcement, always law enforcement. You are summoned.
Yeah.
You can retire when there's nothing happening.
you can retire and then you still know everything about the law. You still know it.
Yeah.
It's like glued in your mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So otherwise you're fine?
I'm perfect. I'm wonderful. I'm even live there on the Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah. To win the most. I'm doing the most. I'm doing the most. With my Vambo dress and stuff. I'm bashing people's mothers out here. I'm like, ooh. Your mother is ugly. I'm doing the most out here, but we're also spreading love.
Yeah. It's the love we all need, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes the whole world go round.
It does. And Uncle Luke showed me how to make my girl go down. The game, yeah? That is the only line I remember from the game song, yeah? Money make the world go around and Uncle Luke showed me how to make my girl go down. Hey, I'm like, why is she going down? I want to understand it later.
Until today, the only song that I cannot get tired of by the game is Hate It or Love It with 50 Cent.
You gotta hate it or love it. Mm. Mbakune?
no.
Guys, in the club.
The humiliation.
Ha, go shorty. It is your birthday. We are going to party like it is your birthday. Gonna sip Bacardi. I didn't even know what Bacardi was.
I'm laid back. I'm a slow kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I listen to slow jam most of the time. Like, I'm the kind of mother day. And then the Jeffrey Osborne.
Let's get it on.
And then the Alexander O'Neill.
Kandishi. But on Saturday, I'm going to pop up.
No, there was this song if I have to live my life without you near me, the days will all be empty, the night will seem so long. See that one?
Yes.
Those are the kind of songs that I normally listen to.
Why?
Slow. I don't know. Like, I don't
That's
know.
Your
like,
friend.
Growing up, we've been listening to,
Don Williams. There's a yellow moon hanging in the starry sky. Oh, I wonder if you're watching it too. Wherever you are, it's watching over you. Oh, shine on, shine on, yellow moon.
Whoa! No. I'm actually checking on the Facebook page.
That is me, my dear. Gorgeous, ain't I?
Hallelujah. Melanin.
My dear. It's popping. I look like skincare. I look like on Dinoka Foundation, but no, it's just me.
No, you are under the light.
It's not under the light. The light, like, look. You see, the light comes, the light goes. My dear, it's not the light. It's really just, it's just melanin. What should I do? I just see shiny forehead. I'm a leave. I believe in Vaseline and massage oils.
Anyways, I have to love and leave you.
Okay, my darling. I love you forever and a day.
Forever and a day.
Shop Sharaner.
Bye now.
Ciao, ciao. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heart Strings with the Matriarch. You know, I've always wanted to be those chicks that... Okay, but anyway... Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio in case you would like to buzz us up. In case you would like to call us, eh? In case you would like to participate in our conversation. So we are talking about self-sacrifice on a deeper level. We're talking about you. We're talking about your mom. We're talking about your cousin. You know. Your friends, your relatives. We're talking about everybody. Alrighty. So we were talking about law enforcement, for example. They self-sacrifice out of duty and obligation. And also, at the end of the day, even if it's out of duty and obligation, right? It is something that is deep within them. So it is very unlikely for them to just run away, hide, throw them a donut, whatever. Very rare. Then we moved on to empathy and compassion. Feeling deeply connected to the suffering of others can motivate individuals to make action, even if it means sacrificing their own well-being. So, feeling deeply connected. That's empathy, was feeling deeply connected. It's not like sadness. No, it's like feeling deeply connected, Avati. You know, you feel deeply connected to this thing. And that's why you can say like, you know, I can sacrifice my own well-being, né? For these individuals. So, even if I will lose my job, we're going to protest. Yeah, that's where you find those people that are part of the organization that is being protested against, but you feel so deeply towards it, and you're also protesting, down with monogamy. Down with monogamy. We want polygamy. We want, yeah, and you work for a sorority that encourages monogamy. Then you're outside there. We want polygamy. And guilt and shame is number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Number six is guilt and shame. Past actions and perceived failures can lead individuals to compensate by excessively prioritizing the needs of others. Beloved, if you are in a situation where you feel guilt and shame, don't do anything for nobody. Ne? Don't do anything for nobody. Don't sacrifice yourself for nobody because you're not doing it for the right reasons. You're doing it because you are ashamed and you're feeling guilty. Look, if you go to jail, let me give you an example. This guy bumps, ne? This guy bumps your brother. And your brother has three children. Now, he feels extremely bad for the fact that he bumped your children, bumped your brother, and he served his time, so maybe he was drunk and driving, and then also what, and whatever reason, but he got like 3 years in jail, or 4 years in jail. He served his time. And then, in this whole time, right? Because I get this with a lot of inmates. They are seeking for redemption for the things that they have done, but at the expense of themselves, at the expense of their own sanity, at the expense of their own dignity, at their own expense. But that's not the way it's supposed to go, right? Because at the end of the day, you're still human and you are worthy most. So, inmate does his time. Then inmate comes out. Then there is one of the children there of your brother. One of the children there decides to exploit him and extort him. So what happens is inmate comes out. Inmate, let's say inmate had a whole business that was up and running, and even when he was inside, it was still running. So he didn't come out and become broke and what. He just literally came out, went to work, and he is still successful. So he's got his Range Rover, he's got his wife, he's still got his kids, and he is hella remorseful for the fact that he killed someone on the road because he was drunk, right? Then one of the kids of the deceased comes there, and this child doesn't want a job. No, this child doesn't want a job. This child doesn't want an education. This child is literally saying that, yeah, you killed my dad. If my dad was still alive, then we would be in a better situation. So I need 10 grand. This man, do you know why he gives? He gives because he feels so bad, because he assumes that, oh my goodness, if this children's father was alive, then they would have been better and their father could have been able to take care of them. And because I, in my recklessness, I did this and it's my fault. So he gives 10,000. Then tomorrow this boy comes back again and he needs another 50. And then he comes back the next day and it's another 10. And then the sister comes and she needs a 10. And then the auntie comes and needs a 10. And then he becomes this family's personal ATM, right? Because he made a mistake. And he's doing it out of shame and guilt for what he did, right? You're not supposed to do that. So now him, he's sacrificing his whole finances and he's sacrificing his business in the name of feeling guilty because he killed someone in a drunken disorderly. This drunken disorderly thing. He killed someone and now he's being extorted and exploited, right? And blackmailed and manipulated into giving money all the time. And he's sacrificing his own sanity. He's sacrificing himself. He's sacrificing his money and his, you know, family security and safety all because of this. That is what we mean by doing something self-sacrificing for because of guilt and shame. This would also be this person killed, right? You're dead. And then you decide, and then he decides that he's going to adopt all of you guys. He's going to adopt all of you guys so that you guys can go and live in his mansion because he's the one that killed your father. It's not because he's a loving person. He's doing it out of guilt. He's doing it out of shame for what he did. And this one is complicated, right? Because this is a person that's in pain. This is a person that can't come to terms with the fact that he made a mistake. And the person that's extorting there, right? May I always ask this question? You know, orphans have this tendency of saying things like, if my mother was alive, you know, if my dad was alive, we wouldn't be suffering like this. Bruh, you were suffering when your father was alive. What non-suffering is this that will come if your dad was not dead? Whether your father was dead or is alive, it doesn't matter because you're a Namibian child and that's just how we are. That's all. So, what is this air on quotes that we keep giving outside here? Like, yeah, if my mom was alive, then we would be living much better. Bro, your mom was unemployed and living in the village. What better would they be? Like, I think that we fantasize about dead people a lot. We put dead people on pedestals that they were never on when they were alive because they are dead and we want to idealize them. We erase the actual picture. Then we put up new pictures of what they look like apparently. But truth is, right? Your dad never did anything for you when he was alive. Even in his death, he's doing nothing for you because there's nothing for you to inherit. Yeah? And now you're crying here telling us if my father was alive. My father was alive. You must let the people that had fathers say such things. You didn't have. You not come and tell us here. Things. So, we're just saying, if you're in a situation where you are doing something because of guilt, ne? Just tell the people, kuja, nah. Chaila, no, man. I'm doing it for the wrong reasons. I'm sacrificing myself. I can tell that I'm sacrificing myself because I'm not supposed to be sacrificing myself because I did my time. I did sacrifice myself. I don't need to sacrifice myself twice. I accept and I acknowledge that I made a mistake and it is what it is. And I'm moving on. I'm not letting my past dictate my future. So, hey. Ella. Yeah, this guy is the one that killed our father. Where was your father going at 2 a.m. in the night drunk? Your responsible father. We were both drunk. Me and your father. Me and your father are not different. Ooh, we want to rest in heaven someday. But before that, we're going to spit some truths so that you understand that your heart has been pulled. Your strings have been pulled. Ne? This is pulling heart strings. This is not child's play. Okay, moving on. Before we close this chapter completely. All right. Fear of rejection or abandonment. Some people may engage in self-sacrifice to avoid disapproval or the threat of abandonment from those around them. Disapproval is parents. So you go and sacrifice your finances and your financial freedom. You go and sacrifice your time, your effort, your everything. You go and sacrifice your children. You go and leave your children at your parents' house because your parents are fighting for your kids. Like you are not a fit enough parent. Eh? So that is just so that they don't disapprove of you, so that they don't disown you. Why would they disown you? You've got the magic tools that have the kids. They will never. If anything, they need you. They need their grandkids. So they will stay in your good graces. You don't need to sacrifice nothing. They will stay in their good graces. You will stay in their good graces. They will never say, no, don't come here. Don't bring the kids. You will take the kids when you want to take the kids. That's what happens, okay? And don't go and say you are feeling rejected because or disapproved of because you didn't self-sacrifice. No. No. And also abandonment. This one comes fear of abandonment. If I don't do it, if I don't sacrifice myself, if I don't do what this person is asking me, the person will leave me. Were you not alone before this person came? Maybe you should, it's not really about them, ne? Maybe it's just that it takes long to heal and you don't have the patience to heal. Yeah. Because I've realized that many of us are not actually afraid of the relationship ending. We are afraid of going through the process of what we feel when the relationship ends. Like, because you could care less if the person is gone. The problem is your emotions, which are, oh, I love him. Ugh. Yeah, is that one. So maybe that's the real reason. It's not really because the person is going to abandon you. And also if you are in a position of fearing if the person is going to abandon you and leave you, then maybe you must rethink it and reassure one another so that you guys are fine, man. Because this thing of tiptoeing around each other is not working. And then seeking external validation. You're seeking validation. Some individuals may believe that sacrificing their own needs is the only way to earn love, approval, or acceptance from others. So you think that if you sacrifice yourself, you think that if you give this girl a cell phone, she will love you, she will approve of you, she will accept you the way you are, coming from wherever you are. You think that if you give her every single penny that you are making from work, she's going to love and appreciate you. You think, ma'am, that if you get this guy a job, he is going to take care of you and he's going to protect you and provide for you. And then you feel bad when this doesn't happen. Why? Because you were doing things out of expectations. You were expecting to be loved. You were expecting to be approved of. You were expecting to be accepted. And when this didn't happen, it's like bribing somebody that doesn't go through with the thing. It's like otorandamos oposa. You are paying HR to get you in to get the job. And then, right? HR just runs away with your money because that's illegal anyways. Hey, and there's nobody you can complain to. It's like bribery. You can't guarantee that the person that you are bribing is not going to turn around and arrest you for bribing an officer. And they keep your money. You even go and tell them, Kucha, he tried to bribe me. With a 200, the guy puts a 200 inside your pocket, takes a 10,200, takes the 10,000 that you gave him, because you gave 10.2, takes a 10,000 and then puts the 200 back into your pocket and puts you in handcuffs and says, this guy was trying to bribe me with this 200. And who's gonna believe you? No one. All right, my beloveds, we have officially come to the end. And that was the end of the conversation around self-sacrifice. I hope you guys have learned a thing or two. I hope you guys been within the conversation and I hope you can identify yourself out of the litter. I hope, right, that you are in amazing spirits because you guys have been through a lot of shitting, you know, man. You've been through a lot, so I'm hoping you guys are in better spirits. And I'll see you again tomorrow at 10 o'clock. But for now, let's say au revoir, ciao, ciao, bye, bye. I love you forever and a day. You are important to me. And stay tuned for the Midnight Voice. And then we move on to Twilight. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am out of here. I am out of here. I'm just, you know.